Maranatha, praise God. Jesus is coming, and he's coming very soon. My brothers and sisters, I hope that this greeting is met with exceeding great joy, because Christ's coming means great news for us. Today being October 14th means that we are into week 6, day 38 to be exact. We give God glory. And just in case you are familiar with my voice, I am Christine Smith Murphy, and I'm honored to encourage and pray with you. The central theme is open my eyes, but today's focus is open my eyes so that I may recognize your imminent return. Christians all over the world anticipate the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that there will be signs that precedes this. Some signs are obvious, the wars, disease, famine, but there are signs that can only be seen with spiritual eyes. For example, the Bible speaks about the emergence of false prophets in the last days. It is so easy to overlook counterfeit because it's close to the ideal. Having 2020 vision is important for us as believers. It was so important that because of it, the church in Ephesus were able to quickly discern the false doctrine to save themselves. False teachings lead us outside the will of God and prevents us from spending eternity within. My question today is, what is the status of your vision? Is it 2020? We know that through prayer that we serve a God who can restore sight to the blind. Elisha's servant who suffered from spiritual blindness, through prayers, his eyes were open and he was able to see the heavenly army that surrounded him when they were cornered. So today or this morning, I ask that you bow your heads in prayer and let us agree together. Abba Father, our great and mighty God, we your children come before you this morning. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you all the praise that you deserve. Father, we ask that you forgive us of all our sins, both known and unknown. Grant us, mighty God, the determination to resist all the temptation that is placed before us so that we can walk in your will. We thank you that you did not leave us to suffer in this cold, dark, broken world. Help us to be joyful in anticipating your return, because it is good news for us. It means that all the hurt, the pain, the sickness, the injustice, the sorrow will come to an end. Today we pray for clear sight, mighty God. Remove all the blurriness, everything, mighty God, that will hinder us from seeing that your coming is near. Mighty God, and at the same time, we pray for leaders that you may open their eyes, mighty God. Oh God, that they may lead us, mighty God, into the path of righteousness. Mighty God, I pray that they may have, oh God, the same spirit that was within Paul, mighty God, that helped him, that give him that boldness, mighty God, to lead those under, mighty God, his rule, mighty God, in the way of righteousness, mighty God. He was able to correct, oh God, and instruct them in love. I pray you do the same for our leaders. Mighty God, I pray for every believer that we will, mighty God, be free of everything that will hinder us from drawing close to you. Because it is when we are in your presence, mighty God, that our sight will remain open. Oh God, I pray that you may give us a desire, oh God, to thirst after everything that is of you, mighty God. And Father God, I pray that you may grant us, oh God, the strength, mighty God, to carry on this 40 days of fasting. I pray for everyone who is on this journey, mighty God. I pray that you may give us strength. In your precious name, I tell you thanks. Amen.